FHE, Come Unto Christ, by Margaret D. Nadold, Young Women General President. When our twin sons were about 5 years old, they were just learning to ride their bicycles. As I glanced out the window, I saw them speeding down the sidewalk on their bikes. They were going a little too fast, and all of a sudden Adam had a terrible crash. He was tangled in the wreck, and all I could see was twisted handlebars and tires and arms and legs. His twin Aaron saw the whole thing happen, and immediately he skidded to a stop and jumped off his bike. He threw it down and ran to help Adam, whom he loved very much. These little twins truly were of one heart, so it was painful for Aaron to see Adam crash. Adam had skinned knees, he was bleeding from a head wound, his pride was damaged, and he was crying. In a fairly gentle 5-year-old way, Aaron helped his brother get untangled from the crash. Aaron checked out Adam's wounds, and then he did the dearest thing. He picked his brother up and carried him home. Or he tried to. It was not easy because they were the same size, but he tried. He struggled and lifted and half-dragged, half-carried his brother along until they finally reached the front porch. By this time, Adam, the injured one, was no longer crying, but Aaron, the rescuer, was. When asked, "Why are you crying, Aaron?" he said, "Because Adam hurts." Just as one twin helped his brother in need, so might we all be lifted and helped, even carried at times by our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He feels what we feel. He knows our hearts. It was his mission to wipe away our tears, cleanse our wounds, and bless us with his healing power. He can carry us home to our Heavenly Father with the strength of his matchless love. Adapted from an April 1998 General Conference address. See Ensign, May 1998, pages 64 and 65. End of Come Unto Christ by Margaret D. Nadold, Young Women General President.